This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
All right, welcome back to it on a Wednesday. The blue wave, if it is to materialize, relies on a lot of districts in California, plus a couple in other states like Michigan. One of the seats Democrats thought they could pick up easily is the seat being vacated by Dave Trott, the 11th Congressional District, an open seat race. And polling a month ago or more would have indicated that maybe that was a possibility, but now the polling is razor thin, and Lena Epstein has closed the gap, that is, and doing very well according to a brand new poll from Harper Polling. She joins me here on the program. Lena, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve Gruber. It's great to be back. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. Man, you've got to feel some momentum now looking at the latest polling, because it shows you closing the margin and actually being in a position to win this race.
I am extraordinarily excited about this news, Steve, and I have to tell you, the groundswell that we've been feeling in Michigan's 11th district is nothing short of tremendously exciting. And we have absolutely broke even in this poll, and there's some incredible news just coming out about the campaign, about my opponent, and I think that the electorate is listening and paying attention, and that's why this beautiful polling data shows us in a dead heat with less than 3 weeks to go.
So do tell, but what do you think has been the turning point here? Because if you look at Harper polling, you were behind significantly by 5 points in late August. It is now a poll in the middle of October showing you coming to within 1 point. Obviously, that's a statistical tie. Still a large group of people undecided in this race. But what has caused the pendulum to swing here?
We've been getting our positive message out. I'm a female business leader in the automotive industry, and I've grown jobs and created jobs in Southeast Michigan. And it isn't always easy to succeed in a male-dominated industry, but we've done it. And that positive message is getting out. There's another aspect to this campaign and this district that's extraordinarily concerning to me. And that is that my opponent has mischaracterized her resume up to this point. And I think it's wrong, and I think she owes the voters an explanation. And the voters are angry in Michigan's 11th district that we're thinking about voting for her, but are changing their minds because they're seeing that Lena Epstein has the credentials and the qualifications to serve. And they want Haley Stevens to explain herself and why she lied to the public.
Well, I want you to tell me what you're referring to. I want the listeners to know exactly what you're referring to. Haley Stevens being the Democrat running against you, who had, like I said, a 5-point lead a few weeks ago. That has evaporated, and now you're running neck and neck with her. What are your concerns with what she has told voters?
Well, my opponent, in her first ad, and numerous times on the stump, she told everybody that she was the chief of staff to President Obama's auto bailout. And Steve, the reality is that her Treasury records show that she was a special assistant. And since this has come out, she's changed how she describes her role, and she seemingly is trying to cover her track in the ads. And I think it's very serious and very wrong for any candidate for public office to inflate their resume. And I think it sets women back, particularly women in this cycle. It sets women back in terms of success and breaking those glass ceilings that we need to break. I have publicly called on my opponent to have a conversation with me on the radio, to have a conversation about qualifications, and I want her to explain this on the air, and I would like to be part of that conversation.
Well, clearly, Lena, if she has misrepresented herself and calling herself the chief of staff for the Obama administration bailout of the auto industry would be a great inflation. That would go to the heart of character and credibility, because that's no small matter. When you're running for elected office, you put your resume out there to say, this is why I'm qualified. These are the things that I've been involved with, the things that I have done. If you haven't done those things, you're misleading the voters.
Absolutely. And your original question is the question, why the tie? Why the dramatic escalation of our position in the polls? And it's ultimately because our positive message is getting out. The voters are excited in Southeast Michigan about the economic experience that they're feeling today, and they don't want to go back. And they know that Lena Epstein in this race is the best qualified, and the best experience to serve. And this news about my opponent's lies to the public are extraordinarily serious. And I can't be silent about that. That is not fair to the voters and the taxpayers of Southeast Michigan.
Lena Apstein here on the Steve Gruber Show, running for the 11th congressional seat being vacated by Dave Trott, the Republican. One of the seats Democrats were very hopeful they could pick up with some ease. Now it's not going to be easy at all because Lena's putting together a solid campaign. I want to ask you this because clearly there's a motivation, an uptick in Republican enthusiasm following the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearings for the United States Supreme Court. Clearly that's been true all over the country, certainly in Senate races. Are you feeling that same sort of uptick in momentum for Republicans in your district and around Michigan?
Without question, Steve. Let me just say this. I know that women's accusations need to be taken seriously. But in the case of Brett Kavanaugh, Justice Kavanaugh, there was not enough evidence. And I knew that Kavanaugh needed to be confirmed. Let me just say this as well. The Republicans and the independents are upset with the way that the Democrats handled it. It was last minute. There was no presumption of innocence. It was a say and do anything to stop a conservative nominee. And we have seen, and you asked me about that dramatic surge in the polls.
Sure.
I think the Democrats' embarrassing performance also contributed to that surge. We've seen the energy in Southeast Michigan for this race that I will say is very, very reminiscent to 2016, the groundswell at the presidential election. We're having that same groundswell energy with the grassroots activists in Michigan's 11th district. And they're calling this district, Steve, the Obama-Trump district race in the 2018 midterm. But I'm calling on my opponent directly to have a debate with me around qualifications and credentials. I come from the business.
And character and integrity. Lena, we got to leave it right there. Character and integrity of what you've called out here today. Good talking to you. I know we'll talk to you again with only 2.5 weeks to go in a very close race for the 11th Congressional District. Lena, good conversation. Thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless you and your listeners, Steve. Thank you.